You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. During the break, Jason was saying he's got beef with one of the text monsters who's saying that we're pronouncing the Austrian player who just beat Rafael Nadal, his last name, incorrectly. It could be team. It could be time.
No, I'm telling you, it's team. It's
not time. I agree.
It's team.
I've always heard it as team.
Yeah.
But he's having actually a fight with the texter.
Well, the guy wants to bet me money that it's time, and I'll bet him money. He just has to front it.
How much does he want to bet?
He said 50. That's fine.
All right, tell him to Venmo you $50.
I did.
Yeah. He can Venmo it to me.
He won't do it.
Why? He can Venmo it to me.
He won't do it because he's wrong.
Yeah.
He knows he's wrong.
Because a lot of times the listeners will talk a big game. Now, with Venmo, it's different if you get it up front. I'm still waiting for money. From Kai, who said that Kevin Durant would not leave OKC.
Well, you keep thinking you're going to get that.
Look how long ago that was. I think it was a $100 bet. Mm. It's in the bet book.
Hello, YouTube. My name is Dominic Thiem. Dominic Thiem.
Team. It's clearly team.
Well,
Hello, YouTube.
Try to tell them that.
My name is Dominic Thiem.
I mean, it's clear as day.
I mean, he's the one saying it. I mean,
it's just like Wuss Tyson.
I love that when Cakes walked by during the break. Team had just beaten a doll.
Right.
Cakes goes, whoop-de-doo.
Why don't you care about those things?
He doesn't care
much. Here's why. I'll tell you exactly why.
He's not.
There's no fantasy implications.
First of all,
there's no fantasy implication, no gambling implications.
First of all, it's the nubbiest of the tennis majors. So everybody can agree
with
that.
Okay, true,
but
still.
But great players playing. Don't you like to see the competition?
Best players, probably the three best players in the history of tennis.
I'll give you a radio insider now.
Yeah.
Radio insider.
The biggest sporting event on the planet is happening in a few days.
Correct.
Okay, the Super Bowl, obviously. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The big game. Well, am I allowed to say Super Bowl these days?
No, yes, you are.
You can, because you're not doing an appearance. You can talk about it.
That's true.
By the way, we are having a big game party.
We are. Right. We're having a big
4
game.
4 o'clock on Sunday.
I'm honestly more into the big game appearance than I am actually the game. I've gotten to the point now where the Super Bowl is fine. I watch it. I consume it because I'm an American, and it's what Americans do on Super Bowl Sunday. But if somebody said, you can never watch a Super Bowl again, I would say, okay, my life goes on. My life continues. It is not. It's not a big deal. It just really doesn't. It doesn't.
I'm going to be on an airplane during the Super Bowl.
Yeah. If somebody said you can never watch a Super Bowl again, I would say that kind of sucks. It's a bonding thing to do with your family, but it's really doesn't affect me.
But you do. You'd say
it just doesn't affect me one bit.
Same thing with The Bachelor, but that's a big part of your life. You watch The Bachelor.
I think he'd be more hurt if you told him you could never watch.
If you could only watch The Bachelor and Bachelorette.
I'd be more effective if you said you could never watch The Bachelor again. Now I'm not. Again, I'm not full bore into that, but it's. It's something I'm more into than the Super Bowl.
Hey, if you had to pick one, all NFL playoffs, including the Super Bowl, or Bachelor and Bachelorette, or Bachelor in Paradise, you had to pick
Bachelor
one.
Bachelor in Paradise is really good.
Now, Bachelor in Paradise, I slept on for the first few seasons, but I kind of got into it.
You can only watch one for the rest of your life.
It's a lot
of hooking up. In perpetuity.
Oh, man, this is tough.
Now, you can watch the regular season, but it's just no NFL playoffs.
Watch a game.
That's easy. I choose the Bachelorette. Over playoffs in the Super Bowl. And I know that offends Jason down to shakes him to his core.
I missed what you just said. I literally did miss it.
He had to choose. He has to choose between the two.
For the rest of my life, I can either watch Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise, any spinoff.
Or the NFL playoffs?
NFL playoffs, including the Super Bowl. At this point in my life, I would choose the Bachelor. Bachelor. I just would.
Hey, but let's say.
And I'm ashamed.
Yeah, what about
that?
The Bachelor and the Caps?
No, but hold on.
It's different. That's a different animal.
Let's say if we take away, though, the DFS. So when you take away the playoffs,
you know,
take the NFL.
I'm close to getting away, to shedding the DFS anyway, because it's just, it's a money pit.
Is it
just
a life leak? Have you finally realized?
Yeah, I'm realizing at the end, once the accounts are down to zero and all three of them are getting there, they're getting close, I'm just deleting them. I'm just deleting it from my life.
So the three are FanDuel, DraftKings,
FanDuel, DraftKings, Fantasy Draft.
Oh, fantasy draft.
And you're so close to felting all three accounts?
Close to felt on all three.
And then you're not going to reload.
Not going to reload.
You've already decided that.
I've already made that.
Yeah, because you finally did the math and realized.
Yeah, I've done the calculus. I've run all the numbers. Yeah. I've crunched every number.
And you decided you're terrible at this.
Yeah, it's just it's a losing proposition.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I can't compete against
people. Welcome to my side.
I can't compete against people firing in 150 lineups with an algorithm.
Yeah.
I don't have an algorithm.
The bachelor cheaters.
I have a tingle.
Yeah.
My tingle cannot compete with an algorithm.
You were using something. You and Tom had something, some sort of edge.
Hey, yeah, they're using somebody's picks.
Subscribe to like touts online.
Every idiot has that.
Yeah, everybody leans on that.
I mean, it's like the guy we have on Fridays.
And you know what? All the other people who are losing at DFS do the same thing.
Right.
They're feeding into the same exact thing.
Well,
so once those accounts are felted, it's over, Johnny. Unless
you're more into the bachelor.
Unless you hit something.
No. Unless I get an endorsement.
Of course. Then you're back in.
Then I'll shove the chips back in.
Here's, by the way, our official read. Come to the Sportsbook Hollywood Casino for the big game this Sunday.
Yes.
We're going to be there from 4 to 6 to place your bets before the game. Be sure to try the new Quick Bet Sports Betting Kiosks.
What? Hold on.
So you can avoid the line
kiosks?
And then stay and watch with Grant and Danny from 6 till 10. Well,
now I don't have to interact with a human to get my bet placed?
Yes. Hollywood Casino.
This is getting even better.
Sportsbook.
New great news.
Quick Bet sports betting kiosk.
That's great news.
We're going to hopefully get Eric Zimney on either tomorrow or Friday. He's the sportsbook director at the Hollywood Casino.
Okay, very good.
Just to find out like what the betting handle's been with the Super Bowl, how many prop bets people are betting, what's the biggest wager so far.
Right.
If he can talk about it. I'm not even sure he can talk about it. I think he can. But I'm just.
I don't think he was a big fan of the Nats winning the World Series.
He was not.
He was not.
No,
because there were a lot of big, season long bets.
Yeah.
Well, the exposure for the Nats was big on their end.
I don't know if he wants me talking about that or not.
No. I think we talked about it at that dinner with him.
I think they can talk about it.
Just like
How do you play that off though? If you're a casino and you want to,
I'm sure they do.
How do you protect yourself?
I think you kind of just take it.
I think casinos can wager off money. I think they have a way.
Well, they
do
that, and for other things, but I don't know how you do that with a season-long bet.
Oh, I'm not sure about that.
You know what I mean?
We'd have to ask.
Like, if they get too much money on Kansas City, they'll lay off some of it themselves with another casino, right?
Yeah.
To offset the action.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's how they handle it. But with a season-long bet, how can you do that?
If someone came
hits a long shot
and bet $1 million on Kansas City, they got to lay some of that off.
Yes,
right.
Because they don't want to be exposed
can't take that whole
much.
Bet.
Yeah,
but hopefully we'll have him on the show and he can answer those questions.
Yeah.
One of the things we were talking about during the breaks is this story in PG County where in Temple Hills, a handcuffed man was killed in a police-involved shooting after he was involved in a struggle with an officer inside of a cruiser in PG County. The officer involved has now been charged with second-degree murder and other related charges. Happened in Temple Hills around 8 o'clock.
Just like Monday.
Police
right?
said, yes,
today's Wednesday.
Monday,
happened Monday.
That they received reports regarding an erratic driver in the Silver Hill area who allegedly struck multiple vehicles. He was driving on St. Barnabas Road. Officers then located the driver, who's been identified as William Green by his family, on Winston Street. Believed he was under the influence after they say officers smelled PCP coming from the vehicle. Those are initial reports. Police then told Fox 5 they handcuffed the driver, placed him in the front seat of a cruiser, fastened his seatbelt while they waited for a drug recognition team to come to the scene. Then authorities say witnesses reported seeing a struggle between the driver and an officer who entered the driver's seat of the cruiser before hearing loud bangs coming from the vehicle.
He shot him seven times.
Exactly what happened, but just kind of a wild story there.
It's wild. And Hank Stawinski, who is the PG County police chief, who's the Matha guy.
Yeah.
He had a live press conference last night, right around 6 o'clock-ish, and you could see the bitterness on his face, and you can hear it in his voice. I don't know if Valdez can play it, but all right, well, we don't want that. He basically said he cannot explain to the community why this happened.
Yeah,
he said what happened last night or whenever it happened was a crime, he said.
And there was no body camera.
No,
which
I don't
is
think
unfortunate.
They don't all have body cameras, apparently. I don't know how many police officers
I'm going to tell you, I always lean on the side.
I usually do, too.
Err on the side of the police.
And when I first heard this, I went, okay, he's handcuffed. That's brutal. But if they thought he was on PCP, aren't those guys like superhuman with the PCP?
Super crazy strength.
So I was trying to give him a benefit of the doubt. But then they said later, they initially thought PCP. But now, when it's after they've evaluated everything, I think Stawinski thinks PCP was not involved.
Right.
So I can't even give the officer that benefit of the doubt. I don't know what you guys are saying. You know, off air, we were talking about this. You think the cop just snapped?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Don't
know.
Maybe that's it.
No clue. But they did their investigation.
Well, they did a quick one because it happened on Monday and they charged him on Tuesday.
That's what I'm saying. So they did the investigation, decided to charge him with second degree
murder. Well, I think what hurts him is 7 shots. Like, you could maybe say, okay, he is handcuffed, thought he was on PCP, was acting crazy, and he grabbed my gun. He tried to grab my gun with his hands, even though they're handcuffed. So then maybe I could see 1 shot. 7 shots?
Maybe there was some
sort of... guy's handcuffed? That's hard to justify.
Maybe there was some sort of history between the victim.
That's what I'm wondering. That's what I'm wondering.
Because just reading the story, and I'm reading it again, it says, the struggle between the driver and the officer who entered the driver's seat of the cruiser... I don't know.
Normally put the guys, the perps, in the back seat? Do they often put them in the front seat? I don't even know how that works. God I don't know.
Never been on a ride along. I don't know how that works.
I thought that you normally put a guy that you handcuff in the back seat.
Well, when I used to watch Cops.
I know. But I get what I get. So all
why
this
they put them in the front seat?
They always threw them in the back seat.
Did you do a ride along? Did they ever arrest anybody?
Years ago.
Did they arrest anybody? Or no, they just driving around?
No, they just pummeled some guys.
Just pummeled dudes?
Yeah. That was like when I was 22.
Yeah.
But I would just love to know. I would just love to have an inside source.
Yeah, well, Tom Mooney will know. He'll know all about this case.
Tom Mooney might be representing the cop.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a horrible case. It's just horrible. The good thing, don't take this the wrong way, but it's a good thing that race is not going to be an issue in this because it's this African-American victim, African-American cop. So... thank God for that. Not you know, it's a horrible situation, but at least it's not going to be like a racial thing, right? You take that out of the equation. But something's not right.
Yep.
It's almost impossible to justify shooting someone handcuffed 7 times. I don't know how you justify it.
I don't know. It's just
I was trying to wrap my head around it with the PCP thing, but they even took that out of the equation.
It's an awful story all the way around.
Yeah.
Because you never want to see cops accused
handcuffs,
of murder.
Usually your hands are behind your back, right?
Generally, yeah.
When I've seen on TV.
I don't know, maybe if they're some sort of contortionist who...
No, I think they always do behind your back.
Yeah, I mean, should
so
be.
So then I'm thinking, but if you're on PCP, don't you have like superhuman strength? Maybe you could do something crazy.
But if they're behind his back and he's seatbelted in, he'd have to be basically Houdini to get out of the handcuffs.
It doesn't make sense.
But I thought there were conflicting reports that he was seatbelted in.
I thought I read that he was seatbelted.
I thought I read that he wasn't. I don't know. I have no idea. You know what I'm going to ask? I'm going to ask...
Mooney.
That's who you should
Mooney
ask.
Mooney will know. He'll know all the details.
He'll know a little bit of that. But also Kevin Campbell.
Soup? That's the only guy that I know.
No. Kevin Davis?
I mean, Kevin Davis.
Yeah. Not Kevin Campbell.
Kevin Campbell was another guy.
I mean, nobody gets that reference. Only people that grew up in Pointer Ridge,
right.
Like within a 3 or 4 block radius, know right. who I'm talking
Kevin,
about.
Kevin Campbell. Kevin Campbell lives in Blacksburg. He's a 87 grad in math.
He looked like he looked like he was 6 years older than me, and he was 1 year older. He looked like a man, and I looked like a tot. Like I think he could hit a baseball like 400 feet when he was like 10.
Oh, yeah, he could.
And I was like, he's like 10 years older than me. He was 1 year older. I was playing T-ball. He was playing baseball.
Eric, someone's texting if there's no divider between the front seat and the back seat.
They'll just put him in the front seat.
Ah.
I don't figure what's the difference.
I don't know who this
is. Yeah, but wouldn't my computer and
some
all my...
bad joke, maybe called shotgun.
That is a bad joke.
Are all their donuts in the front seat? Like,
do people still do that, by the way?
What? Shotgun? My kids do.
Really?
Oh, the kids, they fight vociferously for shotgun. The kids do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows?
But when I'm around, though, they all know shotgun's my spot.
Because your wife's
Because Dina drives. All right, let's go to Justin in D.C. real quick. He's a police officer. Justin, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, Junk?
Hey.
What's up?
Justin, what do you make of this?
Yeah, what do you think happened?
Well, so, I mean, I've been doing this for over 11 years. Unfortunately, PG County, not all of them have body cameras. Also, not all of their scout cars are transports. So they end up, a lot of times, putting people in the front seat, buckle them in.
Right.
Kind of one more extra deterrent for them to not get out of the way or while they're conducting their investigation. Now, as far as him getting back in the car when the suspect's in there, whether there's a struggle, I can't really say. It's undefensible, some of the stuff that I'm hearing on this, and I heard it already multiple times from other officers, like, you know, well, you just don't know the situation. And I tell them every situation is different. Everyone's training is a little bit different. Everyone's background's a little different of how you were trained. But I do know that we are always trained, and this comes into the seven shots, that a lot of times you're trained to shoot until the threat is neutralized. Right. And that's the unfortunate part. You know,
yeah, I understand that. I understand that. But if you know at the in the moment this is crazy, I don't know.
It's such a bad look for law enforcement right now. I can't stand when I hear some of these things, because a lot of it comes back to tactics. What you're doing correctly or not correctly can lead to someone's death, and that's not right. You know, it's unfortunate.
Yeah, it's awful. It's awful, and you're right. It does. It taints all officers, and we have a relationship with a lot of them.
It's always just one. You know, one can make it, every single officer look like he's the worst person in the planet, and that really stains it for everybody else who's doing the right thing.
Right. Mm-hmm. I know. Thanks, I sympathize with you guys. You guys, I think, are real heroes. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Justin. Appreciate it, buddy.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks,
okay.
Bye.
All right, pal.
All right. Coming up later this hour, we've got Lars Eller. We will talk about the Washington Capitals the second half of the season. Bruce Gradkowski, former NFL QB. He'll join us at 9 as we talk Super Bowl here on the Junkies.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're on NBC Sports Washington. You want to check us out on TV? A couple stories that we wanted to touch upon in the sports world. One, I'm personally rooting for the guy, although you don't want to win him, you don't want him to win at all because he's in the National League, but Dusty Baker looks like he's going to be named the manager of the Houston Astros.
Oh, look, I'm back.
He's not National League.
Hey, everybody, I am back. I got hosed by the Nats, but I'm coming back with the cheating Strohs. I'm back, baby.
Cakes is using the bobblehead. For those listening on the radio, he's using the bobblehead.
Maybe I should have explained that at first. Yeah, Dusty Baker.
There's something weird. It's something bizarre about Dusty. He's so freaking charming. There's something about him that has charisma, and we knew it when he was here.
Yeah, absolutely.
He has all these celebrity friends. He owns this winery.
He's eccentric.
There's just something freaking charming about him, but he drives the analytics guy's crazy.
Right.
Because he's an old-school manager.
He's an old-school guy, but he lets his guys play. He's probably a guy you'd love to play for.
They love to play for him. Yeah, and I'm a huge Dusty guy. It's just an interesting hire, and maybe it's the perfect hire for a team like the Astros, boast about being all about analytics and now have this scandal. Yeah.
This shows
this is the
they're punting analytics by hiring Dusty.
I don't know that they're punting but at least the public face of it isn't so obvious.
Right. There's not going to be any shadiness with Dusty Baker.
I don't think he would approve.
No, he wouldn't.
I don't think he'd look the other way the way A.J. Hinch did.
Correct. But these teams now have to, whatever they were doing, they got to back off and stop.
Right.
Because now they know what the ramifications are.
They can't be that brazen. I mean. There's no way that they have the balls enough to be brazen to continue it into the 2020 season.
Not
in that way.
My opinion is Dusty's a perfect caretaker for a team like this. This is a team that was in the World Series. It's a team that's ready to win and compete.
Yeah.
Unless the sign-stealing thing was so crucial that guys that were hitting 300 are going to drop the 250, which I don't believe.
Well, it's going to drop some.
I think they're going to be fine. I think they're going to compete. They're going to be one of the best teams, you're right, in the American League.
American League, yeah. So you'd love to see Dusty and the Nats again. That'd be great.
But, you know, I'm glad.
That's a really interesting hire.
Because Dusty took the team to the playoffs 2 years in a row.
Oh, yeah.
They won. 2 years in a row. I know some of the decisions were maddening in the playoffs.
People didn't like the lineup construction.
Yeah, people did not like Michael Taylor leading off.
Right.
And things like that. But the bottom line is, he delivered them into the playoffs. And they had game five.
I'm sure you could nitpick with some of his decisions, but the bottom line is the guys this past year performed.
Yep.
And guys in those particular series didn't. Well, and it just didn't work out. He brought Max out of the bowl. Didn't work out.
Right.
Exactly. We were at Felt.
I loved it. When they brought Max in, I thought it was genius.
Right. It didn't work out.
I loved it. And it won them the World Series this year, bringing all those guys in relief. It didn't work a couple years ago, but the exact same philosophy worked and won them a World Series.
Yep.
It's crazy.
So I'm rooting for him too.
I am rooting for him. I like him. But it's super interesting because it is the anti-analytics hire.
Is it 100% confirmed? Because all the stories I saw,
my understanding is his job. I thought he got it.
I think they're just working on the contract, but I was under the impression it was his.
Yeah, and hopefully they don't hose him on the deal.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think it's 100% locked in yet from the stories that I saw.
Maybe it's not 100%, but I think it's pretty close.
Yeah. For example, this story just says the Houston Astros are about to choose Dusty Baker to be their next manager.
Okay, that just tells me they're just working on the numbers.
Well, we thought Dusty was going to be back for a third year, and then the contract fell through, right? Or something.
The Red Sox still don't even have a manager. Spring training's in 2 weeks.
Yeah, what are they doing? What's the leader in the clubhouse?
They're being very tight-lipped on who that is. Yeah, they don't really have a leader in the clubhouse. They're interviewing a bunch of different people.
Do they have any holdovers from the previous staff?
I'm sure they have a bench coach.
Yeah, Ron Renicke.
So maybe he's by default?
Gary's bro.
Maybe he Zorns it?
I don't know.
His last man standing?
The single thing about the Red Sox is if you look at their front office, they got so many guys in their front office. I mean, John Henry's the owner. Mm-hmm. And then they got Tom Werner, who I guess is his
he's another rich guy, right?
His position is chairman.
Yeah.
Then they've got a GM. Well, no, they've got a CEO, Sam Kennedy. Then they got a new GM. They got so many guys. They got 17 guys.
A lot of layers of management there.
Why do you need that many guys? So I don't know what they're doing. I mean, they're interviewing all these guys, but they're being very tight-lipped on who the favorite is. But can you imagine? You've got spring training in 2 weeks, and you don't have a manager yet.
Yeah, that's crazy.
The other thing we wanted to bring up, and I have to tell you that this morning when I woke up, I clicked on NBA, then I clicked on scores, and the very first thing that I looked at, there were about 8 or 9 games. I clicked on the Pelicans. I wanted to see what Zion did last night. I can't say it's must see TV because I didn't stay up to watch it. I didn't look for it on TV, but it was in the morning before it was like 4:45 in the morning. I clicked on NBA box scores, and the first one I looked up was Zion, and he's been really good so far.
He didn't have an amazing game yesterday. No. I think he had like 14-9.
Although I think he only missed 2 shots. So he only took 9 shots, hit 7 of them.
Yeah.
I mean, just think if he plays 40 minutes or 42 minutes, he has 23 or 24.
Yeah.
He's shown me he hasn't had a dud yet. No. Like all 4 games, he's been impactful.
Well, what blew me away was in the opener when he hit the 4 threes. That blew me away.
What tells me, like,
I think that's an outlier. He's not a 3-point shooter.
I think it's expected because he was, the number one pick. But I bet you next season when he plays the full season, he'll be a top 10 player in the league. Like, I think he's that good already. Like,
I don't know what the ceiling is.
NBA game fits him perfectly.
Well, he gets up off the floor
He just gets up so
easily.
Quick.
And then I saw one move where it basically looked like Kevin Love bounced off his body.
Yeah. He's so strong, and he's like Rodman with that ability to just get right up, get the rebound.
If he can stay healthy, and that's what you worry about with him, he's going to just do damage. Because the way the NBA is, he's going to get so much garbage, buckets and dunks and transition and...
I swear, I still want to see him lose 20 pounds. Oh, yeah. I still want to see him lose 20.
And there's something.
Maybe that's just his body, man. Maybe he can't lose.
It is his natural body, but he's going to have to work at it.
There's something about him, man. I mean, he's got a cool name that you just, you gravitate towards it.
Some guys are just destined.
But how can you not lose weight just naturally when you're running miles every time you play?
Yeah, but he's going to take more because his diet must be poop. I'm telling you, he's got a teenager diet.
He'll refine that. I guarantee within the next year or so, he's going to start taking that seriously.
I just don't want him to turn into Oliver Miller. I don't want him to turn into Big Baby Davis. guys that have all this talent, and they just but they eat their way out. Yeah, John Williams.
He was a different player than those guys.
He's better than all them. Though. There's no doubt.
Just athletically, he's a freak.
I know, but maybe discipline-wise, he's not.
Yeah. Well,
that's what I question. My question is discipline.
I agree with JP. I, you know, I don't watch NBA games nightly, but I watch the highlights of him, and I'll check out the box score the next day. I want to see how he's
doing. There's a curiosity. John Morant's having a great rookie season. I just don't have the same, like, draw. He has a cool name, too.
No, John Morant is super exciting, too.
Yeah, he's not
super exciting. He hasn't captured most of the country's attention the way Zion has, but he could if he got the attention.
Yeah. He's playing in Memphis. I mean, nobody cares about the Grizz.
Well, that's the problem with New Orleans, too.
Yeah.
That's hard to put those two sort of on your radar.
Yeah.
You know, you got to really think about it. For me, I wake up, the first thing I do is I check the Wizards box score, the depressing Wizards box
score. That was my second, and I didn't even need to check the box score because I saw the amount of points they gave up.
Right. So many
points. I saw the score. Eventually, I looked. I saw, okay, Bradley Beal scored 47. I like Bertans.
I mean, the books are going to have to start setting their over-unders at like 250 for the Wizards soon.
It was 240. It was 241 and a half last night.
Right.
Closed that. Got up to 244, and then Giannis was inactive.
Right.
So the number dipped, but that's unbelievable. It's unbelievable to place a bet and go over 244 points.
Yep.
If you did it.
And you do it comfortably.
And they flew over it.
Yep. Never sweated it. Once you saw the halftime score, you know that your over is a winner.
But the Wizards are giving up 150 a game the last two nights.
Yeah.
Two games. That's nuts.
I was watching the first quarter and I got pissed when I saw Mahinmi shoot a three. but they score and they clearly don't have a problem scoring.
No. And, a lot of good offense.
And
players.
I watch, and Scottie Brooks, he's like, he's coaching them during the defensive sets. Mm-hmm. He is coaching them, but they just go down and just score easy buckets.
They either don't want to play defense, or they're bad at it, or they're a combination of the
both.
Combination.
It has to be a combo.
I think individually, like when you just line them up, none of them are elite defenders.
Like, put it this way, Scottie was sitting when they were on offense, and he's standing when they're on defense.
Right. And I'm sure that Ish Smith tries and Isaiah Thomas might try. Those guys are overmatched every night.
Isaiah Thomas does not try on defense.
They're both tiny.
He stands there. I mean, Isaiah Thomas.
What is Ish Smith? 5'10"?
I don't think he's ever been a defense
Is Ish Smith even 6 feet tall?
I think they list him at 6.
Both those guys are shrimps, and they can't guard anybody.
The only guy that tries to guard a little bit, I see Bonga try a little bit.
Right.
And I see, obviously, Mahinmi tries to rim.
I mean, Bertans can't guard anybody. Now, he's not there to guard anybody. He's there to drain long three balls.
Beal can. He certainly has the ability.
Just a bad defensive squad.
Yeah.
They happened for a decade, if not longer.
Cakes let off the show, Grilling EB, if they're fun to watch.
Fun to watch, I think, especially when all the underdog guys are in.
Yeah.
But, like, I'll be honest, this has come out of nowhere. I'm a huge Garrison Matthews. I love that guy.
That's weird, too.
It's really weird. Well, did you watch him at all when he was healthy?
I mean,
when
before he got hurt? He's a ninth player on your bench.
He got hurt in like 10 minutes.
No, I'm not saying he's a star, but he's one of those guys that I just love watching. I just love the way he plays.
Right.
He just runs off screens. He just launches threes. He's fun to watch. And Rui hasn't been there for months.
I think you like him because he's the token whitey.
Well, I mean, no.
They have a few of those guys.
Maybe I like Garrison Matthews because he looks like a common high schooler's game, like just running off screens and hitting bombs. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean,
I like watching
but
wins.
A ton of guys like
and I don't
that.
See that many wins when I tune into the Wizards. I see a lot of points being scored.
But of course you're not going to see wins.
I don't see a lot of wins.
Of course you won't.
When they had that stretch. When they won 3 out of 4 and they beat Miami and
Denver.
Whoever that was. Yeah. There was Miami, fun,
Denver.
Especially when they won that one game and they had all the scrubs playing. They didn't have a starter on the court.
Those were all home games.
Yeah.
Pretty sure those were all home games.
But, yeah, listen, I watched last night and I gave up in the first quarter.
Can't imagine what the over-under is going to be when the Wiz hosts the Hornets. I think that's their next opponent because the Hornets stink in playing defense, too.
It'll probably be in the high 230s.
Yeah. And it'll probably fly over it.
It might.
Oh, do we have Scotty on this week or no?
I don't know.
Next week.
I mean, he gets tired asking the same thing all the time.
I like talking to him.
He's got 15 coaches, and they can't figure it out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They got all those guys in there trying to figure it out, and they can't.
I'm sure they've tried to zone it up, too. That doesn't work.
When's the NBA trade deadline? Because some of those dogs can be shipped out of here.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be some.
Well, the big question is, and somebody wrote about it this week in the Athletic, is Bertans. What do you do? I mean, I know he doesn't play the defense, but I got to keep him.
Someone's got to. Yeah, well,
I want him.
I guarantee someone wants him.
It's a league of 3-point shooting. You give away one of the best.
He never misses.
You got to keep him. Although the game I watched the other day, he was out for his first four. But, I mean,
I think last night he was perfect.
Yeah, yep. He strokes it.
Well,
I got to keep him, but I want to keep Otto, too. So.
You know who was stroking?
I always want to keep
You know
guys.
Who was stroking last night? Chris Middleton.
Yeah, he certainly was. And Eric Bledsoe.
And Bledsoe. Yeah. That's a really good. They're now 41.
You know who's going to do it the next game? Terry Rozier and Devontae Graham.
Yep.
Okay?
Right.
Just start those guys.
They're not actually considering playing John down the stretch, are they?
Why
I don't think so.
No, why would they?
I've always assumed it was just stupid and there's no point. But
in a lost season,
they keep showing him. Yep. Keep showing him. You know he probably is desperate to get out there.
Yeah, I don't think they would do that.
He'll probably just continue to play against the assistant coaches in five.
Just let him shoot with Christy Tolliver. Just let them do three-point shooting contests.
Right. No, I like to see him pushing it.
But. All right, coming up next, we're going to shift gears. We will talk a little puck. Lars Eller, center ice with Lars Eller next here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back to the show. Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Happy to welcome in, coming off the All-Star break, Lars Eller. It's Center Ice with Lars Eller, driven by AAA. Go to AAA.com and hit the road with confidence. What's up, Lars? Long time no talk.
Yeah, morning, guys. It's been a while.
How are you, man?
What was the time off like for you?
It was great to have a week, both for the for the mind, but for the body too, to get a break and feel re-energized here for the last 2 months coming up.
Did you do anything special? Did you get out of town? What'd you do?
Yeah, we went to this place called Salamander Resort for an hour out in Middleburg.
I've heard good things.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good little spot there. Spent a couple of days there, and so that was great. Little getaway.
I should know this, and I'm sorry that I don't.
Yep.
Is Lars married with kids?
He has at least one kid.
Is that true?
Correct.
So you have one. Correct. Okay, so nice. So a nice little family getaway.
Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect.
So, Lars, over the weekend, you know, real life intrudes on the sports world. What was your reaction to the news about Kobe Bryant and eight others passing in the helicopter crash? It was a shock to all of us, obviously. I'm sure a shock to you and your teammates as well.
Yeah. Tragic. And like you said, a shock to everybody. Way too early for him to go. And I mean, all these, you know, several kids involved and all the families. It was a terrible, terrible tragedy that hard to comprehend. And just very, very sad.
You guys travel so much that you probably don't, I'm guessing you don't have much fear of flying. Is there anybody on your team that does?
There's a couple of guys that aren't, that
don't love it,
don't like flying, but you know, they get through it. There seems to always be a one or two on each team.
I get it.
They try to, yeah.
Yeah. Now, have you ever been in a helicopter?
I have not, and I don't think I will. Go for a while either.
Right.
It seems I don't know, that just seems these helicopter accidents seem to happen more and more frequently here lately. So unless I have to, I probably wouldn't.
Right. Yeah, I'm with you. I think it's going to change the way some people travel, especially celebrities. You know, I bet you Ovi's been in a helicopter, right?
I would guess at some point, maybe.
I bet you he has.
Yep.
Yeah, I know some of the guys were actually in a helicopter with a year or two ago down in LA. I don't think for me.
Yeah,
no, not for me.
No. Not for me either, brother.
So, Lars, second half of the season starts after the All-Star game, and a nice win for you guys, and a nice win for Braden Holtby. It was great to see Holtby play well, right?
Yeah, I really think so, especially after the game in New York before the break there. I think he came back, rebounded really nicely. I think he was our best player in Montreal. So I'm you know, we're happy to see him bounce back for us and probably feel a lot better about himself now. So that was great because we need him.
Yeah, Verana on a heater, too, had a goal and an assist in the game against Montreal. 9-game point streak for him. He's already got 23 goals, 19 assists on the season. He's at 42 points. He's going to shatter his points numbers that he's previously set in his career. Talk about the heater that Verana's on.
Yeah, he just always seems to be in the right spot at the right time here. Lately, I think he's a threat pretty much every game right now. He's bringing it consistently. Using his assets, his speed and skill and his shot. You know, many times he needs very little room to get it off, and he gets it off quick. And I think that's just he's been on a heater now, but I think we should expect him to play at a somewhat of that level going forward. That's what he's capable of. He's a great player.
Lars,
a great player.
Have you ever pulled off the move that TJ Oshie did in the game against Montreal with the skate pass to, I think it was to Cousy? Cousy didn't wind up scoring on the play, but somebody passed the puck to TJ right near the blue line. He just deftly, maneuvered it off his skate blade, right onto Cousy's stick. I mean, it's just a thing of beauty. Have you ever pulled that one off?
Yeah, I think I put something similar a couple of times, but I don't think it turned into a breakaway like he did right there with Cousy. Oshie tends to do that more pretty often, I think. He likes to use his skates whenever he can. He's got a good, hand-eye and foot coordination, obviously. He Osh is one of those guys. He's good at almost any sport where you you throw in a puck or a ball or whatever. He's just got good overall coordination.
Now, are you in on the pregame soccer ball juggling? Are you usually in that mix? I know it's usually Backstrom. I've seen Ovi in there. Tom Wilson, I think. Are you one of the guys that takes part in the pregame there?
No, I actually don't. I tend to spend we're a group of guys that just we go into the gym and sort of hang out there and spend some time, do our thing in there.
Who are the soccer guys, Cakes?
I think it's Ovi, it's Backstrom, Willie.
I think it's probably 90% of the team that plays takes part in that soccer game. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So you're like an outsider.
What's wrong?
I'm one of the few. Yeah. Yeah. I go my own ways. Yeah.
Who was with you in the workout room?
John Carlson would come in late. Ovi will also come in there. Although he plays a bit of soccer, then he comes in the.
That's his warm up.
Workout room. Yeah.
So would it be weird? Yeah. Would you be welcomed into the soccer circle?
Yeah. Can you crash the party?
Or would they shun you? Would they say, get out of here, Lars?
No, they love it when I join once in a while. Like, I joined in Montreal, but usually I don't do it. Me and Beagle, I miss Beagle because he would be my – we would kind of do our thing in the in the weight room before the games. But I don't have it anymore, so now I'm kind of running my own stuff most of the time.
Joined by Lars Eller, Center Ice with Lars Eller, driven by AAA. Five of your next six are at Capital One. Is it weird that there's a trip to Ottawa, crowbarred in there right after the Nashville game in that stretch? Or are you just used to that, being a grizzled NHL vet, you like the one-off trips?
I would have liked, when we just were in Canada, play Montreal, it would have been, I think, it would have been nice to see we could just play maybe a back-to-back Montreal, Ottawa, and get it over with instead of crossing the borders back and forth twice in a week. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense from our point of view, but it is what it is. But we could have definitely cut some flight time down significantly there this week, but it is what it is.
Lars, I have to ask for my showmate Jason. He may have an interest. Do you think tonight's game against the Preds is going to be a high-scoring game, low-scoring game? What are we expecting with Nashville in town?
I don't know. I would probably think more likely to be a high-scoring game.
Likely to be high-scoring?
Like to score goals.
Why is that?
He just said we like to score goals.
We like to score goals in our team.
Okay. I know, but there's an opponent. There's an opponent, though.
Yeah, an opponent. We're trying to keep them from scoring.
All right. I'll take a look at six and a half tonight.
All right. Well, Lars, we'll talk to you again soon. Best of luck against Nashville, and grab those 2 points. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. All right.
That's Lars Eller, Center Ice. Lars Eller, driven by AAA. Go to AAA.com and hit the road with confidence.
Cakes, do you like the team total of 3.5 with the Caps?
Sure. I mean, I'm not crazy about it. What do I know? It could be a 2-1 game. It could be 7-2. I don't know.
Okay, I was just asking what your lead was.
My tingle, over.
Over 3.5.
But again,
that's always your tingle.
Yeah, that's my default
setting.
That's
like preset, yeah.
It's my default setting.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had a tingle said under.
But I believe your winning ticket, which you're going to cash in at the sports book at 4 o'clock
was it under?
On Sunday, wasn't that an over?
It was an over.
Yeah, that's what he likes to do.
No, he always goes over.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's his default.
Doesn't mean they always hit.
Well, that's what the public in general always does.
See, I like unders because unders, you're a winner for 3/4 of the game. You don't lose it till the very end. Overs, you're a loser. You're chasing the whole time.
It's a good point.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next, we'll actually get into the Super Bowl with the former NFL QB Bruce Gradkowski here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.